课堂听 class.com
Chapter 6 Asking for Directions and the Time Unit 1 Asking for Directions Basic Expressions
Where's the Lymbridge Mall?
Where's the nearest grocery store?
Is there a walk-in clinic in this area?
Can you tell me where the nearest Ministry of Transportation office is located?
Can you tell me how to reach the nearest TD bank, please?
Is there a drugstore near here?
How can I get there?
How do I reach his clinic?
How long is it going to take for me to get there?
Dialogues. Conversation 1. Looking for the shopping mall.
Excuse me, I'm lost. Where's the Lymbridge Mall?
See that tall building? Just pass it and turn to your right. Then go straight for 3 or 4 blocks. You'll see it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 2. Looking for a bank.
Excuse me, can you tell me how to reach the nearest TD bank, please?
Yes, there's a TD bank on the corner.
What time does it open on weekdays?
It opens at 9 a.m. on weekdays. It closes at 5 p.m.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 3. Looking for a drugstore.
Excuse me, is there a drugstore near here?
Yes.
How can I get there?
See that traffic light?Take the first turn left and go straight on. It's on your left.
Is it far?
Not really. It is about 5 minutes on foot.
Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Conversation 4. Looking for the nearest grocery store.
Excuse me, where's the nearest grocery store?
Oh, there are several grocery stores around here.Such as No Frills, Fortino's, or Food Basics. Which one are you looking for?
Which one has the lowest prices?
Well, usually the prices at No Frills are lower, but Fortino's products are always fresh.
I see. Where's Fortino's?
Just go along this way, and then turn to your right at the first light.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 5.Looking for a walk-in clinic. Excuse me, sir.
Yes?
Is there a walk-in clinic in this area?
Yes, actually there are 2 clinics near here. I don't know which one you are looking for.
I live on 256 Ottawa Street.
Dr. Jackson's walk-in clinic is near your home.
How do I reach his clinic?
It's at 710 James Street. It's just 1 block from your home.It will take you about 5 minutes to walk there from your house.
Is it on James Street North or South?
James Street South.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Conversation 6. Finding a post office.
Excuse me, I'm trying to find a post office.
There is a post office in the Arts Building.
So, how do I get there?
Go straight ahead until you come to the library.You'll see a walkway leading to the left. Go that way, and then past the chemistry building.
Let's see. The library, take the walkway to the right.
No, to the left.
To the left, and past the chemistry building.
That's right. Walk just a little farther, and there's the arts building. You can't miss it.
I think I've got it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Conversation 7. Looking for 678 Wooster Street.
Excuse me, where's 678 Wooster Street?
That's easy. Walk to the corner and then take a left turn. Go 2 blocks to the traffic light. Make another left turn onto Wooster.
Thank you. To the corner and then left?
Yeah, left.
How long is it going to take for me to get there?
Normally, about 15 minutes, but there's a shortcut. Do you know it?
No, I don't. Could you tell me how to use the shortcut?
Sure. You take the next left turn. You'll see a stop sign. Make a right at the stop sign. Stay on the road, and you'll cross a blue bridge. Then you'll see it.
Okay, let me repeat it. I take the next left turn and go to the stop sign, then right across a blue bridge.
You got it. You can't miss it.
Conversation 8. Looking for the Ministry of Transportation Office.
Excuse me, can you tell me where the nearest Ministry of Transportation Office is located? I am going to renew my driver's license. I just moved to this city a week ago, so I have no knowledge of this area.
The nearest one is near the shopping center.
How do I get there?
Cross the road and turn left. Walk along the sidewalk until you reach the traffic light. You will see the shopping center on your right. Keep going straight for about 100 meters, and the office will be in front of you.
It sounds complicated.
Yes, a little bit. I can draw a map for you if you need it.
Oh, I would really appreciate that.
Here's a rough sketch of the area.
Thank you very much. You've been a great help.
You're welcome. And don't worry, you won't miss it.
Conversation 9. Looking for a highway.
Excuse me, sir. How can I get on the express link?
Keep driving in the left lane for about a mile. You will see a road sign directing you to the express link.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Conversation 10. Looking for a bus station. Excuse me, officer.
Yes.
Can you help me?
Sure.
Can you tell me how to get to Hayden Street in Riverdale?
You should take the number 23 bus.
Where's the bus station?
The bus station is just around the corner on your left.
Thank you very much.
Anytime.
Unit 2. Asking the time. Basic expressions.
What time is it?
What's the time?
Do you have the time?
Do you have a watch?
Do you have the correct time?
Can you tell me the time?
What time is it now in New York?
It is 5 o'clock. Dialogues. Conversation 1. What time is it?
Excuse me, what time is it now?
It's 5 o'clock.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 2. Do you have the time?
Do you have the time?
Yes, it's 2:15.
Thank you.
No problem.
Conversation 3. Do you have a watch?
Do you have a watch?
Yes, I do.
What's the time?
It's 12:10.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Conversation 4. Do you have the correct time?
Do you have the correct time?
What do you mean by the correct time?
I mean, what time is it now here in New York? I just arrived here from Seattle, Washington, which is on Pacific time rather than Eastern time.
It is 1 o'clock p.m. now.
Oh, it's still in the morning in Seattle. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Conversation 5. Can you tell me the time?
Excuse me, can you tell me the time, please?
Yes, of course. It's 9:30.
Thank you.
No problem.
Conversation 6. Have you got the time?
Excuse me, have you got the time?
Yes, it's 6:10.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Unit 3. Asking for help and providing help. 1. Asking for help.
Will you help me?
Will you do me a favor?
Can you do me a favor?
May I ask a favor of you?
Can I ask you for an enormous favor?
Can you do something for me?
Can you keep an eye on my bag, please?
Can you lend me a hand?
May I bother you for a moment?
2. Providing help.
Can I help you?
Do you need some help?
What can I do for you?
Is there anything I can do for you?
If you need anything, don't hesitate to stop by.
If you need anything, just give a shout, will you? 3. Responding to an offer of help.
Yes, please.
Please, thank you kindly.
No, thanks.
No, I'm fine.
No, I'm good.